USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Health officials are raising concerns about the rise in COVID cases across the country. The numbers of kids and teens are also rising sharply, according to reports from pediatric hospitals. Some of the states with the worst cases include New York, Ohio, Texas, and Pennsylvania. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, 170,000 children tested positive for COVID last week. That's an increase of nearly 28% in just 2 weeks.
The system of this country, apartheid, is immoral.
South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu has passed away. He cast an indelible impression on the world by speaking out against apartheid before it was dissolved in South Africa. In 2009, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Vice President Harris spoke about a few regrets.
Since taking office last January, Vice President Kamala Harris has traveled to a half dozen nations, visited multiple U.S. cities and states, and taken repeated trips to her home state of California, including this Christmas weekend. But in a pre-recorded interview, Harris identified her biggest failure since taking office.
To not get out of D.C. more. I mean, and I actually mean that sincerely, for a number of reasons. The president and I came in, you know, COVID had already started. It was, the pandemic had started, and when we came in, we really couldn't travel.
Harris made the remark to Margaret Brennan of CBS News, who spoke with Harris for this weekend's edition of Face the Nation. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The world is mourning the passing of two legendary musicians. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The lead singer of a 60s band has passed away. Wanda Young, the lead singer of the Marvelettes, who joined up with that group in 1965, has passed away at 78. Her family says she died after suffering complications from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Another well-known musician has also passed away, as J.D. Crow, a legendary bluegrass banjo player, is dead at 84.
It was there I first listened.
Tributes already pouring in. Grammy Award-winning guitarist Billy Strings took to Twitter to call Crow a legend, saying he had tone, tastes, and timing like no other. From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police in California say a surfer has died after he was attacked by a great white shark. The body of a male surfer was found in the water off Morro Bay State Park, which is about 225 miles north of Los Angeles. The death is under investigation. Beachgoers were told to stay out of the water for 24 hours following the attack. This is the first fatal shark attack in San Luis Obispo County in 18 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.